Well, it was revised in 1970. A lot of people don't realize that 1941 was the last of the old 80-minute contest because of World War II. And then in 1970, they revised it. Herb Plumbeck, who was Secretary of Agriculture under FDR, decided that he wanted to get the old champions back and have a contest. And then it just escalated from there, and we've been having a contest ever since. You've got to win first, second, or third in the state to go on to pick in the Nationals. And this year, the Nationals will be in Iowa.
He says the contest features many classes.
You got the girls' youth 10 to 14, boys' youth 15 to 20, girls' youth 15 to 20, and the boys' youth 10 to 14. Them are 10-minute classes. You got the senior women 75 and up, and the senior men 75 and up 10 minutes. The women 21 to 49 is 20 minutes, men 21 to 49. Women's 50 and up, and men's 50 and up is a 20-minute class. The men's and women's open is a 20-minute class. And then we have peewee classes for the kids that don't pick an app. And then we'll also have a novice class.
And the key to winning a cornhusking contest?
Well, you want to pick as fast as you can. You don't want to leave any ears in the field. For every pound you leave in the field, it takes 3 pounds away. And for every ounce of husk over 1.5 grams, you lose a percentage of your load. So you not only want to pick fast, but you also want to pick clean. I've won the Nationals. I've been picking 75 and up now for the last few years, and I've won it 3 times in a row. I go back to Red Oak, Iowa, trying to win it the fourth time. I mean, you got to be fast, but you got to be clean.
And that method has served Humes well because he's in the Illinois State Cornhusking Association Hall of Fame.
It's really great, I mean, to get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I've been in the Hall of Fame. My wife's in the Hall of Fame. You know, you got to earn your way in. It's just not give to you. You know, you got to be able to place in the, you know, win in the state and then go on and win in the Nationals. We think the state's got tough. I mean, there's really some good pickers, some good men and women's pickers, and there's some real good young kids, that's tremendously great pickers. I've taught probably 5 or 6 kids over the years that went on to be national champions.